This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is Your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solution Group. They are here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You can always learn more on the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Find out more about Kurt and Ethan. But there's a lot of great information on that website as well. There's some things you can download. There's just all kinds of information. asgretire.com. You know, when we were growing up, we all knew about Santa's naughty or nice list. Santa would write your name in his big book, deciding if you'd been naughty or nice. Then you could get a present, a nicer present if you were nice, and lump of coal if you weren't. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have some kind of fun here today. I'm going to throw out a scenario, and then Kurt and Ethan will decide, was that naughty or was that nice? Are you up for the game? You guys have both been nice this year, haven't you?
I think we're ready.
Yeah, that sounds like a good game to play.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun.
It'll be good.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Sam is 60. He's thinking about retiring early in a couple of years. He loves the idea of more free time, but he's only managed to save a small amount for retirement. His wife, Allison, is concerned about not having enough income from their Social Security benefits, but Sam reassures her, hey, it's not going to be a problem at all. So what do you think, you guys? Kurt, this will be yours. Ethan, you can chime in if you want. You guys are playing Retirement Santa. Would Sam's decision fall under naughty or nice for retirement planning? Come on, Allison, it's going to be fine. Let's do it.
This is kind of an easy one. I would have to say, well, first of all, naughty for sure. Sam is definitely not a financial advisor in his vocation. First of all, 60, nothing wrong with that. Retiring early, I think a lot of people, Mark, what we've noticed since COVID, really, as a lot of people recognize, hey, tomorrow's not promised. If we are able to retire early, I definitely want to do that. But to retire early, and when I say early, you can be in your mid to late 50s into your early 60s, have to have a plan in place, got to know what's going on. So a couple different things. And then Ethan, you can sort of chime in if you want, but Social Security, and I don't know the exact figures, but Social Security normally only replaces 40-50% of your income prior to retirement. So, you know, I mean, if you're making $8,000 a month coming into your household and Social Security is going to replace 4,000 of that, that's a hard thing. So you have to have a plan in place. And I think Allison has a right to be concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they really have to think first about what do they normally spend each month? Walk through the process of kind of top down. What do we bring in each month? Okay. What nets into our bank account each month and how much of that do we spend? If we're spending every single dollar of it, we have to replicate that out of our investments in retirement. And if they haven't sat down with someone like us at Accurate Solutions Group to really put the numbers in place and see how long their money might last, they're leaving this up to chance.
Yeah.
That puts Sam on the naughty list for sure.
And 30 years, think about this, 30 years of your life, you got to spend a little bit of time planning for that. And having a retirement blueprint, having a written income plan, knowing where your income's coming from and knowing how long your money's going to last. And are we protected against future tax increases? Because we know taxes have to go up in the future. Are we protected against critical illness down the road? That's your biggest risk in retirement is a long-term care stay or a assisted living, those sorts of things. You got to understand how that all functions and how those all work together. So, Sam, I would not consider retiring at this point.
So, Kurt, you started the company in 1994, so 31 years ago, 32 years ago almost. So, have you ever had somebody do that, retire, and then go, "Oh, Kurt, man, we made a problem. We made a mistake. We really have to go back to work."
Yeah, and it's, you have to do what you have to do. But yeah, you're going to see some people working in some of these stores you go into, and they're, you can tell they're in their 70s and their 80s, and they're not working there because they want to. They're working there because they have to.
Yeah, I had a situation just the other week where a couple was talking to me about one of the spouses getting a potential buyout. Hey, if you retire at this point, at this age, before, I think it was before 62, we'll give you so much money to put towards health insurance. And they were saying together, yeah, I think we're going to do it. And they talked to me, and they didn't have a good understanding of their numbers. And, you know, they had some credit card debt. They had some outstanding debt. So they were already spending more than they could afford. And they were ready to make that decision and take the lump sum and be done. And when we looked at a plan, it didn't look great. They had to work a little bit longer than really what they were hoping.
So if you have unanswered questions, if you're considering retirement, but you don't have a true, and when I say a true plan, I'm not talking a spreadsheet with some numbers. I'm talking about a true written income plan that shows you each and every year your sources of income. Where are they coming from? How long is that money going to last? What is your tax liability? And have you taken into consideration survivorship risk? When the first spouse passes, how much income is the surviving spouse going to have? They're going to be in a higher tax bracket because now they're a single tax filer, and is that accounted for? These are all the different things you need to take into consideration. If you haven't thought that through, so if you're within 5 years of retirement or recently retired, and these are questions that you need answered, call us at 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a virtual meeting, a phone conversation. You can come into our convenient Butler Township location for a vision meeting. 412-515-3355.
All right, so here's another scenario, naughty or nice. Bob and Alice, both recently retired, are thinking about leaving their busy lives in New York City behind and moving to North Carolina. They think that the move offers them a chance to enjoy a lower cost of living and provide them with a community of fellow retirees. So, how about this one? This is probably easy too, isn't it? Falling in the nice category, isn't it?
Yeah, this one definitely falls in the nice category, or so far, so good, I think. You know, hopefully they've scoped out where they want to live, and they're not just picking a place based on cost entirely. I would hope that they have some people down there or know some things. But, you know, we saw this question in advance, so did a little bit of research. And according to Vanguard, generations of retirees may have tapped into housing wealth as an important source of funding via an underappreciated channel, which is a relocation to a cheaper housing market. About 60% of migrating retirees do so, typically bringing in about $100,000 of home equity. So that's an inflow back into their plan. If cost of living is even cheaper, now they have more discretionary income.
And this one, Mark, is a little bit easy because when you look at New York, and first of all, we understand that New York has high state tax rates. And so regardless, one thing people have to take into consideration here in Pennsylvania, and I am not a CPA, so let me just put that out there. We don't do tax preparation, but it's easy for me to look certain things up. And I can tell you that pension income, IRA withdrawals, Social Security income in Pennsylvania is not taxed on a state level. If you are doing relocating, and we've had clients relocate here from Pennsylvania to North Carolina and South Carolina, take into consideration if those types of sources of income are taxed on a state level, because that can be adding 3-4% a year of costs that you may not have now. This one's a little bit easier because we know New York is a high tax state to begin with. And even if North Carolina charges state tax on those sources of income, it's still going to probably be at a lower rate than what New York City was.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Here's another scenario for you. Naughty or nice? Ethan is a 50-year-old getting ready to retire. He's starting to notice that the cost of his everyday expenses, groceries, utility bills, even his favorite morning coffee, is inching upwards. He's not worried about it, though, and all his retirement savings are keeping up with these rising costs, and so he's going to just keep on keeping on, not even worry about it. Because why? Because Ethan is smart and he's already got a plan, Ethan.
I don't know about this one. I think this is putting him on the naughty list, right? He really hasn't seemed to look at what he spends, give any thought to it. You know, what we want to do first and foremost is figure out a family's spending habits and whether or not they have enough money saved up to live how they were living. And from there, if the numbers look good and the plan looks good, yeah, we don't necessarily want them worrying about what they're spending, but it doesn't sound like Ethan did his homework on this one and really put a plan in place and figured that out. He's just going kind of by the seat of his pants.
Yeah, budgeting is critical and crucial. And there's a couple different ways you can do that in retirement. You can look at, like Ethan had mentioned prior, you can look at top down. And top down is basically saying, hey, while I'm working, what is my net income that's coming into the household each and every month? And if you're saving a portion of that each and every month, well, you can deduct that off of your spending. But then you come up with this number, this top-down number. And then you try and determine what sources of income do I have coming in. And once you figure out the sources of income and what they're going to generate, then how much does your portfolio or your money need to generate that gap? So you can do it that way. You can also look at a line item budget. There's a lot of different ways you can do it, but you have to put a budget in place.
All right, I'm going to give you one more scenario. And then, of course, we're just getting started on today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We've got a lot more to get to today. But one more naughty or nice scenario. Julie and Mario have been working hard all their life, diligently saving for their retirement. But now they've got a decision to make because their daughter, Emma, is ready to head off to college. And tuition fees, as we know, are not cheap. They're torn between dipping into their retirement savings to fund Emma's education or just let her take out student loans. Ultimately, want to put themselves first is what they decided and said, Emma, you take control of your own education. Naughty or nice? That's a tough one for a lot of parents, I would think.
I'll start this and then I'll let Ethan chime in. But it is tough because family is family and you want to take care of your kids. And I guess when it comes to it, Mark, if Julie and Mario, I mean, if they're set on retiring, then I think there's nothing wrong with that. I also think there's nothing wrong with that, too, in certain circumstances. Because if you're flying in an airplane and the stewardess is going through all the different instructions before you guys take off, one of the things they say is, hey, in the unlikely event that the cabin loses oxygen and depressurizes, the mask is going to fall from the ceiling. And they always tell you to put your own mask on first before you try and help others. And that's because if you're dead, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. So in this case, if they're getting close to retirement and they've worked all their lives and they're to the point where it's just time, we've got to retire, then you got to put yourself first and then look to see, hey, what can we do to help out?
Yeah, I think that would put them on the nice list. But what we might be able to show them if they haven't looked at a plan is maybe they can afford to help her. Maybe they have enough to retire and keep themselves okay, but maybe they have a little bit extra that they could spend and help Emma get through college. So if they haven't looked at a plan or sat down and worked on a retirement blueprint, I would encourage them to do so before making that type of decision. Give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. If you're listening today and some of these questions are exactly what you've been thinking, I don't know if I can retire and maybe help my kids get through college, or I don't know that I have enough money to even retire. Or maybe you're like some of the questions today that fell on the naughty list. Maybe you're already retired and just spending and not thinking one second about it. Give us a call. We want to put a plan in place. Our number is 412-515-3355. There's no cost or obligation. We'll start working on a customized retirement blueprint for you and your situation. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Knodig and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Kurt Knodig.
And I'm Ethan Lane.
With Accurate Solutions Group, and from our team here to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, enjoy the season. Don't forget, obviously, the reason for the season, but it's all about giving and giving back, and we appreciate you listening, and we wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Imagine, it's the biggest game of the year, and your team does not have a coach. They don't even have a game plan. You probably aren't feeling very good about their chances. When you don't prepare, things usually don't turn out very well. So make sure you're prepared for one of the biggest financial decisions of your life, retirement. Do you have a coach? What about a plan? Get prepared for retirement by calling 412-515-3355 and having financial advisors Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group create your retirement playbook. They'll help you think through taxes, income, legacy planning, and more. And when you're done, you'll have a customized game plan for retirement that you can feel confident in. Start preparing today with Pittsburgh's retirement coaches, Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group. Call 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355. Firm does not provide tax and or legal advice. Investment advisory service offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always find out more about Kurt and Ethan and the team by going to the website asgretire.com. But there's also that website that we mentioned earlier, accurateradio.com. Accurateradio.com. And there's just a lot of things there that are there for your information. If you'd like to learn more about a different area of retirement, there's probably a white paper or something there available for you. Just check it out. There's no cost, obviously, to do it. It's accurateradio.com. Now, if you want to come in and sit down with the team, you're like, boy, I'm getting pretty close to retirement. I think I've got enough, but I just don't know for sure. I would like a little clarity. Call them, 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt started this company back in 1994. Ethan joined, where are we now, 10 years ago?
Joined in 2015.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Kurt is older than Ethan. So we know that when Kurt Kanodic travels, him and Chris go travel, it's nothing but five-star luxury resorts. Now, Ethan and Allie, they're younger, so they go four-star resorts. No, you probably still go five-star, don't you? Because you aren't from Kurt.
We go Airbnb, and we've not stayed in some of the finer Airbnbs, too, every once in a while.
So I think when we talk about a five-star luxury resort, a five-star restaurant, a five-star golf course, we get it. That's the best of the best. Well, that's really what you want for your retirement plan, right? You want the best retirement plan you can get. And Kurt, Ethan, and the team are here to really help you create your very own retirement blueprint. And it covers a lot of areas. So, Kurt, when we're trying to see if we're ready for retirement, you know, do we have enough? Can we, you know, will our money last as long as we need it to? How can we make sure that our plan has a five-star rating other than, hey, I've got IRAs and 401ks, Kurt. Do you think I'm good?
There's a lot that gives into it. So when we're transitioning, Mark, someone from accumulation, just growing assets and heading into retirement, there's a lot more you have to take into consideration when you are in retirement. And you had mentioned a five-star resort. You can also look at that as five main points. And our plan, that five-star retirement plan, we call our planning process your retirement blueprint. And those five-star ratings translate into five main points that we really have to focus on. And the first one, first and foremost, is income. You have to have a true written income plan in place. We have to look at sources of income. We have to determine how do we file for and claim Social Security. Same with the pension if you're blessed with it. We'll help you craft a budget. If there's a gap between sources of income and the budget, we then help you formulate that true written income plan to fill in that gap. Once we have the income solved for, then we look at your proper investment allocation. You know, we're living a lot longer today, which is a huge blessing, but we have to have some money set aside for long-term growth. So we can't run from the stock market, but we have to position a percentage of assets for long-term growth. Once we've accomplished that, we got to make sure that income is coming in as tax efficient as possible. I don't know about you, and I think we've talked about this before, but I think taxes have nowhere to go but up. It's going to affect you as well as it does everyone else. So we have to be efficient with taxes, have to address healthcare, not just Medicare and a supplement to Medicare. a critical illness, such as long-term care, assisted living, that sort of thing. And then lastly, we have to have that estate plan, that legacy plan in place, that if there are assets left, how do we leave them efficiently to who you want to leave them to? So those are the five key areas at Accurate Solutions Group that we focus on in your own retirement blueprint.
Yeah, it's not just you need just income and now you're good. It's the other categories that also, they all kind of tie together. But let's go back, Ethan, to what Kurt said, the really where it all starts, and that's that written retirement income plan. What's your first step for building that retirement income plan?
Well, for us, the first step is to understand what the family spends on a monthly basis. And a lot of times, they're not quite sure. So we'll go through an exercise, we'll work on a budget together, or sometimes send them home with some homework if they don't have an idea of what their budget is, and give them tips and pointers on how to start and where to work on that. But once a family understands what they spend on a typical monthly basis, including the fun stuff and the basic things that they're going to need every month, then we can start working on an income plan. Like Kurt mentioned, looking at their sources of income in retirement. So how much can they expect from Social Security? And when are they going to start claiming Social Security? Are they blessed to have a defined benefit pension? And how are they going to time and claim that pension? So how much is going to come in from those two sources if they have them? And then see if there is a gap between the fixed sources of income that they have and the income need that they're going to generate. And then from there, it's our job to help them structure that income gap from their investments or their portfolio.
Kurt, I would imagine when you're dealing with a family or a widow or widower or a single person, a divorced person, or just a married couple, I mean, you deal with all of them. But when you're writing that written income plan, obviously you got to know where the money is going to come from. And Ethan gave us some opportunities there. We'd all love to have a pension, but most of us are in the 401k retirement world. Are there other tools we can use besides their market money and just our, yeah?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And so think of it this way. Let's first visualize when we talk about your retirement blueprint, that we're constructing your all-season home for retirement. And when you're building a house, you start in the foundation. You know, here in Western Pennsylvania, when we have bad storms and we have a tornado warning occasionally, they tell you to go to the basement because that's the most secure area of the house. So let's think about these tools in the basement of your house, and that's where you're going to generate that income. And Mark, we can look at different, you can look at the government for some, possibly some treasury bills. You can look towards the bank, whether it's CDs, money market accounts. You can also look to insurance companies for fixed or fixed indexed annuities. So those are the more guaranteed products. And I caution when I tell people guarantees, because guarantees are backed by the claims paying ability issuing insurance company. And in reference to banks, it's FDIC. So those are the types of products we look to generate that income. We start with the foundation, and then we build our way up from there. Now, there are some tools up in the house, such as dividend-paying stocks, that can generate cash flow as well, but those are a little bit more volatile because the values are not guaranteed. The cash flow might be coming in from dividends, but the underlying stock price may fluctuate. So I would encourage anyone listening today, if you don't have a true income plan in place, if you don't have a retirement blueprint, your own retirement blueprint, showing you that cash flow, showing you tax efficiency and healthcare and legacy planning, I would encourage you to simply call 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a phone conversation with you. We're happy to have you into the office for a vision meeting. We can also do a virtual meeting, but it's really important, Mark, whenever we talk about a true written income plan, we're not talking about just a spreadsheet or some numbers in our head. We're really talking about a plan that shows each and every year how much we're going to need to supplement our fixed income sources. How long is it going to come in and where is it coming from?
So you're saying that when I go to my 401k page at work and it says, hey, you should be able to get about this amount of money out of there every month, that's not really anything that I should hold my hat on and go, yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
It's a little general.
Yeah. All right, Ethan, what's the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy? Because Kurt said those were the two places you start, income first, and then, all right, how much risk are we taking? How much do we need to take? That kind of stuff. What's the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy?
Yeah, Mark, that's a good question. And we believe the two go hand in hand, right? You need to have a wealth management strategy that can work towards your income plan. So especially for those listeners that don't have a defined benefit pension, those are the folks that are going to have an even bigger income gap between Social Security and what they need coming in every single month. So then we have to look at the wealth that they've accumulated for their retirement. And how do we manage that wealth between the stock market in the house, like Kurt had mentioned, or the foundation of the house between insurance products, bank products, or government products? Ideally, we want the foundation of the house to be where that income gap is generated. So we look at tools like fixed annuities, CDs, or treasury bills for the income need, and that's part of the income plan, tying that in with their Social Security benefits, or if they have a pension. From the remainder of the house, what's in the stock and bond market, that's the wealth management strategy. And for that strategy, we're talking to the clients, understanding how much risk they're comfortable with, what's going to make them nervous when the market goes down. And once we understand that particular client and family better, that helps us generate a wealth management strategy that's tailored for them.
So we're really talking about the five pillars that are all in the retirement blueprint that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group can create for you. We started with income, and then we went to the wealth management strategy, our investment strategy. How much risk are we taking? Is it the right amount? Not enough. Well, there's three other categories that we have to fill in as well. That would be healthcare, long-term care, be taxes, and it'd also be estate planning. So we're going to touch on those when we come back. Stay with us. This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. Back right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Hi, this is Lincoln.
Hi, this is Emmy.
Hi, this is Caroline.
From our family at Accurate Solutions Group to yours, we want to wish you
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. Again, if you'd like to learn more about retirement, Kurt and Ethan have set up a website just for you to go and download white papers on this topic or that topic. All you have to do is go to AccurateRadio.com. It's AccurateRadio.com. It's a great opportunity for you, I think, just to kind of get some ideas about retirement, some of the areas you need to understand a little bit better, maybe. And then when you get them, maybe you have questions. You can always call them at 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You know, we're talking about that five-star retirement plan. And at Accurate Solutions Group, it's known as the Retirement Blueprint. Income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. Also, Social Security and Medicare decisions are in there as well. Social Security would be in the income part. Medicare decisions would be in the healthcare part. And when you plan that vacation, think of going to that five-star resort in Cabo, for example. How cool. Well, hopefully warm. We don't want it to be cool, but how nice. So when you plan a vacation, you know how to research flights and hotels and try to get the best deals you possibly can because you want the most bang out of your buck. But it's also important to make sure that you're taking steps to help preserve your retirement savings. So one of the areas that Kurt mentioned, Ethan, income, investments, then it's taxes. And we can kind of, in a way, protect our savings to a degree if we're being tax efficient. Talk about the difference, because we all have to do it every April, right? We got to get our taxes done. Well, that is tax preparation, right? You do tax planning. There's a difference. What is that difference?
Oh, yeah. And it's good to distinguish the two because we do not do tax preparation in the office. We are not licensed CPAs. So come tax season, when you get all of your tax documents in the mail, you gather them up. And if you take them to an accountant or you do TurboTax yourself, you're filing your taxes. That is tax preparation. Tax planning is what we do at Accurate Solutions Group, where we want to look at the tax implications of the withdrawals that you're going to make in retirement. Or if you're not planning on making any withdrawals in retirement, you're likely going to be forced to at a certain age from a required minimum distribution. So that's a distribution the government forces you to take. For some of you, it's at 73 years old. And for some of you, it might be at 75 years old, just depending on when you were born. Those are required distributions out of a 401k or a traditional IRA, something that you've not yet paid your taxes on. So at some point in time, you're going to need to take distributions. We want to look at how can we minimize the tax impact on those distributions over the course of your lifetime, or maybe even your heir's lifetime. So whenever you pass this money on to your beneficiaries, whether it's your kids, grandkids, loved ones, they're going to be forced to pay taxes on that money as well. And we want to look at where taxes might be going in the future and help our clients plan for tax-efficient income in retirement.
Yeah, and you know what, Kurt, what Ethan just talked about, it's one of those Secure Act effects. There were two Secure Acts, Secure Act 1.0 and 2.0. In 2019, which went into play in 2020, they did away with the stretch IRA, where you used to be able to just pass it down generation to generation, take the required minimum distribution every year, but you didn't have to take it all. Now it's a 10-year window. So when you're helping people figure out how they want to leave things, we're going to get to that in estate planning. But that's part of tax planning as well. The idea is the less we pay Uncle Sam, and we want to pay our fair share, we still don't want to pay more than our fair share, because if we could be tax efficient, that means a little bit more money for us to spend the way we want to, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if you think of it this way, so we had talked about income planning, and we look at sources of income, we help them budget, and if there's a gap between sources of income and their budget, that's what we have to quote unquote solve for. We got to figure out where is that money coming from? How are we going to generate it? Once we determine what products are appropriate in the foundation of the house, then we look at, Mark, how efficient is that withdrawal going to be? And if you think of it this way, you know, if someone has to withdraw $3,000 per month to meet that income gap, and we've calculated out how we're going to structure the accounts to do that, if they're in a 10% tax bracket to net that $3,000, they're going to have to withdraw about roughly $3,400 per month to net the $3,000. But if they can reduce that tax liability, and let's say that all of a sudden, based on their sources of income and where the income's coming from, well, maybe they're not paying federal taxes in retirement, to net that $3,000, they only have to withdraw $3,000 instead of $3,400. That's more money staying in that account, growing, whether it's in the foundation or it's in the growth buckets, and accumulating for future use. So being efficient with taxes and efficient with income in retirement is 100% critical.
So if you're listening today and you don't have a tax plan for your retirement, or you haven't thought about the impact when you start making withdrawals from your accounts, maybe you've done a really good job saving in a 401k or traditional IRA, and that's accumulated to quite a lot of money, maybe even $1 million. You have to understand the impact from a tax perspective when you start making withdrawals from those accounts. We call that tax-efficient strategies. That's one of the pillars that we're talking about on today's show. We've talked about income planning, investment planning. The third pillar is tax-efficient strategies. So if you don't feel like you have a plan for taxes in retirement, give us a call. 412-515-3355 is our number. We'll sit down with you in a vision meeting, get to know your goals and concerns, start working on your very own retirement blueprint. But one of those areas is tax-efficient strategies. And if that's what you're concerned with, feel free to give us a call. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Hey, Kurt, you know, that Fidelity study always says, you need over $300,000 for just a healthcare cost, not including long-term care. I think that's one of the great things that you and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group do for people, is tell us about the options that we didn't even know were out there. This is one of those areas, I would think. Long-term care. There are a lot of different ways to plan for that without doing the use it or lose it style.
Yeah, and we ought to really at some point have a show just dedicated to long-term care planning, because there are options available. And there's a lot of confusion when it comes to what Medicare covers, what it doesn't cover. If I have an Advantage plan or a supplement, does it cover any of that? But for the most part, Medicare and a supplement, whether it's a true supplement or an Advantage plan, does not cover the cost of long-term care. And so for today's purposes, I'll just stay really high level, but you still have your traditional long-term care insurance. I've seen in the last 20 years, Mark, the number of providers who still actually offer that type of insurance coverage has dwindled from maybe a couple hundred 20 years ago down to just a handful today, because it's a tough coverage to try and underwrite and actuarially price, and prices are fairly substantial when it comes to the premiums. But you still have traditional long-term care. You have life insurance policies with what are called living benefits today, where in essence it allows you as the insured to access your own death benefit as a living benefit if you need that for long-term care purposes. And in addition to that, you have what are called combination policies, which sort of combine life insurance and an annuity feature that allows you access to a pool of money in the event of long-term care. So what may be appropriate or not appropriate, it all depends on your unique circumstance and what your life is all about and based on what you're trying to cover. But I would encourage anyone listening today, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you just simply have a question about those different options, we're happy to go into that. I just don't have the time, with our segment here today, but I think at some point we may want to consider that, just doing a show on long-term care.
There are a lot of moving parts, and you need to have a plan for that. My mom went from unassisted living at $3,000 a month to, oh, great, assisted living, $9,000 a month. Wow. You got a plan for it. I think that's a good idea. We'll do that here pretty soon, coming up, an upcoming show. A final pillar of the retirement blueprint, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, is now estate planning. How does the estate plan fit into this five-star retirement blueprint, Ethan?
It's equally important. That's why we have it as one of the five pillars that we plan for. It's looking at how are you going to leave your legacy when you pass away. Our part of that is helping our clients make sure they're properly labeled beneficiaries on their investment accounts, but also having an initial conversation with them about the need for having a will, having power of attorneys, considering a trust where that's appropriate. And then we work with the team who can help them put a trust in place and work with us to maybe change beneficiaries if needed. But we at least want to have the conversation. And a lot of clients want to put that off because it's talking about the end of their life. And no one really wants to face that if they don't have to. But you need to have a plan for that. And that's one of the five areas we help with.
Yeah, legacy planning. So first is the income planning, like we had mentioned, proper investment allocation, that wealth planning strategy, making sure that income is generated as tax efficiently as possible. And then how do we protect those assets from that number one risk we're going to face in retirement, which is healthcare costs? And then lastly, if there are assets left, how do we pass them on as efficiently as possible to the next generation? If you haven't answered those areas, if your current plan, if your current investment advisor isn't addressing all those areas, please don't hesitate to call Accurate Solutions Group at 412-515-3355. We'll give you a second opinion. We'll show you your own retirement blueprint. We'll help guide you into and through retirement. Take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Kurt and Ethan back with our final segment of today's Your Retirement Blueprint. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
From myself, Kurt, and our team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Glad you've been with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, of course, from the team at Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We're going to wrap up today's show. We certainly covered a lot of ground. Of course, if you have questions you want to talk with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group about any or all of it, it's 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation, no pressure, as we've been saying. 412-515-3355 is the number. We're going to wrap up today's show with a little look back in time. See if you remember when this happened, all of you listening out there, which Kurt will, Ethan will have no clue. So here you go. Ethan, is that on your playlist?
Maybe for the dinner workshops we put on, but I certainly have heard. But
that is the number one song of the year 1975, The Captain and Tennille.
I was 9 years old at that point. I definitely remember that. I remember, wasn't there like a TV show or something?
The Captain and Tennille had a show because you had the Jackson 5 going, you had the Carol Burnett Show and Mary Tyler Moore and all those on TV. But you actually had Sonny and Cher. I think they were the first husband and wife to do the musical comedy stuff. Definitely. Captain and Tennille weren't this comedic as Sonny and Cher. He had the little captain's hat on, and she was a singer. And yeah, that was Captain and Tennille. Number one song in 1975. Yeah. Yeah. And so you're like, well, why are you playing music on this retirement talk show here? Well, it's because we're going to go back into the year 1975. So think back to, and Kurt, this is something that I know, for me, 1975, I'm in high school. So I was either a sophomore or junior, depending on how you look at it, fall or spring. So 1975, I graduated in 1977. So well, I guess my first year would have been 73, 74. So 74, 75, 75, 76. Yeah. So I was a sophomore or junior, depending on which part of the year you looked at. But you think back, I mean, I can think back to 1975 like it was not 50 years ago, I can tell you. But your clients like probably to think back sometimes, I would think, talk about their past and their history. Yes, Kurt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, not only what's going on culturally and in the country and worldwide, but also looking at, you know, equating that to the price of things. And that's what we sort of do here, because talking about inflation and really trying to dive back and say, well, how much were things back in that? Yeah. So it's fun to do, but it's also educational to show people that, hey, inflation is a real thing. Prices of goods and services do increase. Now, whether they actually increase or whether the value of the dollar is decreased, that's a different story. But yeah, it's a fun exercise to go through.
And certainly Kendrick Lamar would not have been the Super Bowl halftime back in 1975 that he was this past year. So it's different. Everything changes. There's no doubt about it. The thing that doesn't change is really the cost of how things cost back in the day compared to today. Those change, right? But the songs, 1975, the number one song, Captain and Tennille, the one that I had the 8-track. Ethan, do you even know what an 8-track is?
No, I do.
So what it did, it went 8-tracks to cassettes to CDs. That's kind of how it worked. And so I had this 8-track without a doubt.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
That's really all we needed, because we all know that is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. So, Kurt, you're only 9, so you probably weren't into Queen at that point. This is 8-tracks rocking my 68 Cougar right now.
I got into Queen in the 80s, so I was definitely into them, but at that point, it was probably more Captain and Tennille at that point versus Queen. But yeah, I still think Queen is the greatest rock band, and there's a ton of good, The Who and Zeppelin, but I still think Queen is one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
And they had some of the craziest videos you've ever seen. Bohemian Rhapsody was one of them. It was crazy. Some of the words they throw in there, like, well, nobody knows what you're talking about. And if you watch the movie of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, the Freddie Mercury and all that, the lead singer, it was some crazy stuff. But here's one of the crazy things is 1975, Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC. VCRs were developed in Japan. Gerald Ford, the president, escaped two assassination attempts in 17 days. And the top, the top grossing movies back then, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Jack Nicholson. That was a crazy movie. And of course, this movie as well.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat. Jaws. That made everybody that was in lakes and ponds going, I can't get in the water. It doesn't matter. There's no sharks there.
And here's what we did as a family. I still remember this vividly because we actually drove from Butler down to Florida for a family vacation. And we went one night to go to the movies. And what did we see? Imagine, this is my first time at the ocean, my first time visiting. And we went and saw Jaws 9 years old.
Ruined it
for you. I did not get back in the water after that.
It did create some people that were very concerned about jumping into the water, and that's for sure. But it was a great movie. There's no doubt about it. So 1975, great music, some really good movies. And we're going to talk about the financial part of this because it's one of the things that Kurt, I know you've been doing this a long time. You started in the business in 1989. Ethan, you would have been, 2015, 14, somewhere in there?
2015.
Yeah. So you think about that. Prices from 2015 to 25 are not crazy different. Mm-hmm. But you go back to even Kurt starting in 1989, you go back to 79, things were way different. I remember starting to drive at 14, and you had gas wars where the gas would get under 30 cents a gallon. You got 77. I think it was right around that time was Jimmy Carter and the oil and stuff and running out of gas, and you had the lines for gas stations, and it was kind of crazy. But gas was 57 cents a gallon in 1975. Postage stamps, 10 cents. What's a postage stamp now? Like 70? I don't even know.
I think they're 69.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Average cost of a home. And Ethan, you and Allie got a home now. And did it cost you more than $42,600?
Just a bit.
just a bit.
A little bit more than that.
Eggs, definitely different. That was 77 cents. Gallon of milk, $1.57. So that is part of the reason, Kurt, that I would think when you're working with your clients, you're certainly adding inflation into, because if you're going to be retired for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, things will cost more as you move along that scale.
Yeah. And people, Mark, they just don't factor that in. And what we see typically is, it's not every year you adjust your income and your monthly budget in retirement for inflation. But normally what happens is you help your client formulate a realistic budget, and that works for 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 years. And all of a sudden, clients are coming in for a semi-annual or an annual review, and they're basically having that conversation with Ethan and I and saying, hey, things are a little bit tight right now. Can I get that additional $400 or $500 a month of cash flow? So we absolutely build that process into your retirement blueprint, and that is customized for each individual family. Starts with a realistic budget, looking at sources of income, how much do we need to draw from investments to supplement those sources of income, and having those semi-annual and annual reviews to make sure we stay updated with their lifestyle changes. And if that's not something you're doing today with your advisor, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer getting ready to retire or recently retired and you have questions concerning that, we are more than happy to help. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
So you go back to 1975, inflation over 14%, and everybody freaked out in 2022 when it got to 9%. Well, in the 70s and the 80s, it was double digit. I mean, if you had a home loan at 14%, you were probably excited at that point because there were home loans at 17 and 18%. So 14% was the inflation rate in 1975. The average monthly Social Security check, and I haven't started my Social Security yet, even though I'm 65, I'll probably be starting it in the next year and year and a half. But my first check should be more than $196.42.
That really surprised. I mean, that number really, really surprises me. Well, I mean, I understand home prices and eggs and gas and all that, but looking at that first Social Security check, $200. Wow.
What is it now? Almost 1900? Is that kind
of about, yeah, it's about 1900.
Yeah, yeah. And then you think about life expectancy back then, 77 years for women, 69 for men. And now we're basically into the early 80s for men and mid 80s for women. It's not unusual. If you're a healthy 65-year-old couple, there's a great chance that one of you is going to hit the age of 90, if not 95. So longevity is a big factor in your planning process now compared to 1975, I suppose, Ethan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we expect people to live longer. That's something that we talk about at dinner workshops that we put on. We talk a lot about income planning, and we bring to light the pension and have a conversation about the pension. And we always ask the crowd, well, why are pensions around anymore? It's because we're living longer than previous generations. They don't want to be attached to our lifespan. And so that's a risk for folks. We want to make sure people have enough money for their whole retirement, whether that's 10 years, 20, or maybe even 30 years. We have to plan for the long term.
And you think about another thing that happened in 1975 that people that are on Social Security are glad it did, probably, and that is the automatic annual cost of living adjustment, COLAs. They started in Social Security in 1975.
Well, that is a fact I did not know.
Yeah, how about that? And so this year, what is it, 2.5 or something, I think. Last year was 3.2, 2023 was 8.7, 2022 was 5.9. But if you went through the previous 12 years, I mean, there were 3 or 4 years that it was zero cost of living because the inflation rate was basically nothing. So it's all dependent upon what's going on. The crazy part of Social Security and cost of living, Kurt, to me is a 35-year-old clerical worker in an urban city like New York or Chicago. It's not the retirees' costs that they deal with. Medical and those kind of things are not factored in, are they?
No, and it is interesting because Social Security was never designed to replace all of your income in retirement. But believe it or not, it's the largest source of fixed income for the majority of people. And you're absolutely right, Mark. For some individuals, it's going to represent 30% of what they're actually making now. And for others, it might represent 80%. But what we have to understand as consumers is that first and foremost, because it is your largest source of fixed income in retirement, make sure you time it and claim it properly. If you don't know anything about that, we can do a maximization analysis for you, no cost, 412-515-3355. But recognize that it is a fixed source of income and it is important to your retirement blueprint, and you got to pay attention to it.
So, Ethan, final question of the show, let you wrap it all up. And you think back, I mean, a lot of your people you're sitting down with, they're in high school or in college in 1975. So they're the ones that are getting ready to retire or have already retired and already your clients at Accurate Solutions Group. What should they be thinking about as they're approaching the end of their careers and the start of retirement?
Yeah, they really need to think about whether or not they have a plan. You know, what's the next 10, 15, 20 years of their life going to look like? Replacing the paycheck that everyone's been so used to over the last 20, 30, 35 years of their working careers, where is that income going to come from? That's first and foremost. If you have not started a plan for income in retirement, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on your retirement blueprint. It's customized to your situation. It's based on your unique needs. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but give us a call at 412-515-3355.
From myself, Ethan, and our entire team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.